Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the need of the soul for the eternal happiness is so strong that if he does not get that happiness, he will naturally look down to the substandard happiness. Just like water, somebody is very thirsty. If one doesn't get pure water, if a bird is very thirsty for water, he is not getting pure water, he will drink the gutter water. So therefore, one may say that, okay, if I am not getting immediately great spiritual happiness, I can work it out in many lifetimes. One cannot afford to wait. One has to get it as soon as possible so that one will not succumb to the substandard pleasures of this material world. And how do we make it happen? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one should chant the holy name with a sambandha, with the Lord. The word sambandha, bandha means bound. Just like sometimes a husband wife come together to the temple, and when they are going, they go together, or a mother and child, they come to the temple. While leaving for home, they go together because they are bound to each other. Similarly, the jiva also should feel that sambandha. How can one feel that sambandha? Those who are pure souls, pure devotees, in the siddha deha, they feel the sambandha with the Lord in five rasas. Shanta, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya. And our stage, when we have a sadhana deha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that we should feel the sambandha as a servant of the Lord. And one has to strengthen this understanding if one has to really benefit from the chanting of the holy name. You will see the tendency in the material world is always to be preoccupied in our mind about our own selfish thoughts about how I can enjoy and be completely forgetful to our relationship with the Lord. Just like a child only think of the mother when the child wants milk, and after the milk is drunk, then child becomes completely preoccupied playing with the toys which are provided by the mother, and the child may not remember the connection with the mother. Similarly, as conditioned souls, we turn to Lord when we want something. Other times we are preoccupied with the provisions and amenities that Lord has provided, and we remain complacently stuck in them, not remembering our connection with them, with Him. So because of that lack of that connection, one time to time is battered by the waves of samsara with varieties of problems which keep coming one after another like the waves of an ocean. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, those living entities who are good children of the Lord, they very soon wake up and they understand, who has given me all these things? I am so dependent on everything for Him. So such living entities, they awaken the relationship with Him. Like you see, there are so many fathers who send money for their sons to study in the college. And the son who accepts those provisions and facilities, either he may utilize them well or misuse them also. So one either misuses them or uses them. In either way, if one remains forgetful of the father who is supplying, then there is no sambandha. And there is no gratitude. There is no desire to give back. There is no desire to express love. That is mainly because of two things. One is selfishness and enjoying propensity. These two things keep us camouflaged completely on this material body, which is simply, Prabhupada says in one lecture, this body is just like a garbage. We are moving from one garbage body to the next garbage body. And the soul is moving and trying to enjoy in these dirty bodies, like the pig enjoys in a ditch. So one should wake up to the reality, just like the moon and the stars are, and the sky, the stars surrounding the moon, always exists as like the associates of the moon. Similarly, we jivas are part and parcels who are associates of the Lord eternally. And that relationship should be remembered. Ayinandatanujakinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budhau kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. One should pray to the Lord, "Oh Lord, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other I have fallen to this material plane. Please pick me up and take me as one of your millions of servants. Let me serve you, let me please you, let me love you." So with this attitude, one should call out the chanting of the holy name. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, such chanting will bring the devotee close to the Lord's lotus feet very quickly. Harinam Prabhu ki.